Tēnei te mihi ki a koutou katoa, nau mai, hara mai, whakatau mai. E Pūrongo, 2020. Warmest greetings to our members and supporters throughout Aotearoa and Australia. This edition of He Pūrongo features the following news. CEO update. What's going on catching up with KMA whānau? KMA recipe, MTK special. Joseph's lockdown scones. KMA COVID-19 updates. John Mulca, Chief Executive of Blind and Low Vision New Zealand. KMA whānau. 2020 winter and spring events. As you will later read in this edition, we want to share more stories about the achievements of our members and supporters. If you would like to know more or wish to share your story, please contact our free phone 0800 770 990 or email your stories to info@kapomaori.com. Late winter greetings to our members and supporters in Aotearoa, Australia and the South Pacific, to our end of season pānui. This edition is jam-packed with stories that we've collected over our shared past 4 months in lockdown. The KMA operations team and rangatahi group Te Manaakitanga Kotahitanga have had the pleasure of being in contact with our KMA whānau during the nationwide COVID-19 lockdown we experienced from mid-March to early June. We have had an overwhelmingly positive response from our membership, which you will read about later. We have a special interview with John Mulca, Chief Executive of Blind and Low Vision New Zealand. John has shared his life, passions and Matariki resolution with us, so make sure you read this exclusive scoop. We also present a new KMA whānau section that we hope to be a pānui staple for upcoming editions. If you would like to be in the next edition, please contact us by email or call our free phone 0800 770 990. We hope you enjoyed this edition of He Pūrongo, and we look forward to receiving your stories and your feedback. Ngā mihi nui, Chrissy and the KMA team. What's going on? Catching up with KMA whānau. During the COVID-19 alert levels, Kapa Māori Aotearoa and our rangatahi group, Te Manaakitanga Kotahitanga, MTK, had the opportunity to call, text message and email our Kapa Māori membership throughout Aotearoa. From these calls, we were able to reconnect with members and update details, check on those most vulnerable, and help support those members in need. Over 40,000 forms of contact were made, including phone calls, texts, email, and posts throughout our whole membership. An additional 38,507 total views were made on our Facebook page that had ongoing information throughout the alert levels. MTK had the chance to connect to our rangatahi in Aotearoa and uplift our community with their many status posts on their Facebook page. KMA did similar endeavours to make sure our membership were well informed during the lockdown. Weekly updates to our Facebook and website shared not only information and government updates, but entertainment, particularly the lockdown music sessions by Trojan Tuna and Te Kahurangi Webster. Thank you to those who replied to our text messages and emails, answered our calls, and responded to our Facebook and website updates. If you should have any questions or concerns, you can call our free phone 0800 770 990, and if we don't answer, leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. KMA Recipe MTK Special Lockdown Scones by Joseph Tucker. For those who followed the Manaakitanga Kotahitanga's Facebook page, you most likely have seen MTK member Joseph Tucker's baking skills. In this edition of He Pūrongo, Joseph shares his recipe for lockdown scones that have already been viewed by over 32,000 people. Lockdown scones. Serves 12. Ingredients. 4 cups of self-raising flour, 300 ml of cream, 1 small bottle, 1/4 cup white sugar, 300 ml of lemonade, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Directions. Preheat oven to 220 degrees Celsius and cover an oven tray with baking paper or grease of baking spray. Mix all ingredients into a bowl to form a smooth dough. The mixture will be quite sloppy. Tip out dough onto a floured surface and form a round disc, like a pizza base but not as thin. Carefully lift the disc onto tray and cut into 12 pieces. Bake for about 15 to 20 minutes. You may need help with checking, but when they start to colour a pale golden, they're ready. Remove from oven and leave to cool, covered with a tea towel. Cut in half and serve with butter, whipped cream and jam. Serve warm. Joseph has photos of the whole process on MTK's Facebook page. Please send your photos or reviews of your lockdown scones to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Kaupo Māori Aotearoa NZ. KMA COVID-19 update. Aotearoa is at alert level 1. Everyone can return without restriction to work, school, sports and domestic travel, and you can get together with as many people as you want. It is highly recommended that we stick to our good habits like washing our hands regularly, staying home if we have a cough or feel unwell, and to keep track of your movements when you leave your home. It is very likely we may see our current COVID-free streak break in the coming weeks, but it is nothing to be overly worried about. These new cases will most likely appear in controlled isolation. Our country, communities and whānau have done an amazing job, and now it's time to support local and unite for the recovery. John Mulca, Chief Executive of Blind Low Vision New Zealand. John Mulca is the Chief Executive of Blind Low Vision New Zealand and moved from his homeland, Canada, to start in this role in September 2019. The Kaupo Māori Aotearoa team had the opportunity to ask John some questions about his family and his impressions of Aotearoa New Zealand. The following are John's responses.
Kōrihi te manu, ta kiri mai te ata, ka pō, ka ao, ka awatea, tihei mauri ora. Kia koe e papatoa nuku te whaia o ngā mea katoa tēnā koe. E ngā iwi, te tangata whenua o Aotearoa, tēnā koutou. Ki ngā mema o Kaupo Māori Aotearoa, Nui Tirani, tēnā tātou katoa. E hara ahau i te tangata mōhio ki te kōrero o Tira, e tika ana kia mihi atu kia mihi mai, nō reira tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Grouse taku maunga, ko te mana nui a Kiwa taku moana, ko Mauka taku whānau, ko John taku ingoa, ko Laura taku hoa rangatira, ko tahi ta maua tamaiti, ko Tommy tana ingoa, no Canada ahau, i whānau ahau ki Edmonton, i mua i taku taina mai kia Nutarani, i te mahi ahau i Vancouver, kia Tamaki Makaurau ahau e noho ana anai nei, ko au te kai whakahaere mātua o Blind Low Vision New Zealand, nō reira tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Tell us a bit about your whānau. I am an only child of immigrant parents, who as young children moved with their families to Canada for a better life and greater opportunity. My father is Polish and my mother is Ukrainian. Dad was a mechanical engineer and my mother was an accountant. I grew up in a Catholic household with amazing parents who always sacrificed so I could have a roof over my head and food on the table. At the time, I did not realize how lucky I truly was, and many of my personalities I possess stay instilled in me. Both are now naturally retired and in good health in their late 70s. And still live in the same house in Edmonton, Alberta. They built when I was 3 years old. That was 53 years ago. They were scheduled to visit me in New Zealand in March of this year, but that was postponed due to COVID-19. I lived in Edmonton for the first 35 years of my life before moving to Vancouver in the late 90s for a job opportunity, and been there since before moving to New Zealand in September 2019.
My wife, Laurie, is a flight attendant in Canada and has been for 30 years. She has chosen to retire from that career to come to New Zealand and enjoy life in Aotearoa. Her career has brought her many times to New Zealand, and although I have never been, she assured me we would love it. And she was absolutely correct. My son, Tommy, is 21 years old and established in Vancouver. He visited in January and absolutely loved the country. We hope he may consider coming back on a more permanent basis. I never realized how much I would miss him without the ability to have in-person contact regularly. We manage now via FaceTime 4 to 5 times per week. What were your first impressions of Aotearoa New Zealand compared to them now? Smaller compared to where I lived in Canada. Not as densely populated. More open spaces. Not as polluted in terms of the environment. A bit slower pace and a feeling of community. Those same impressions all exist now and have been validated. The biggest surprise and somewhat of a shocker is the traffic congestion in Auckland, public transport being somewhat disjointed, the manner in which buildings are designed and built here, especially the lack of central heating, being the norm. What are some differences you've found between Canada and Aotearoa New Zealand, e.g. mannerisms and culture? People in New Zealand are rich and proud in culture, whether it be in British history, Maori or Pacific communities. Canada is nowhere close in terms of celebrating or recognising its culture. People in New Zealand are truly friendly and hospitable, and are well-intentioned. It's a quality that should never be taken for granted. I immediately think of the team of 5 million during COVID-19. Canadians, although friendly, the country as a whole is extremely divided on many issues and has lost the community feel and concern of each other that once existed. I find the food very similar to Canada in terms of the many cultures and subsequent variety that exists, and you can get a really great cup of coffee in both countries. What do you like about Aotearoa New Zealand? Its natural beauty. Its people are so friendly. The culture, the cleanliness, fresh air and water, the feeling of community, especially during lockdown, that is caring and safe, all of which is declining in large North American cities where I have lived previously. What are some of your hobbies/pastimes? Anything sports related, I'm in. I truly love all sports and being active. My current physical hobby is to go to indoor spin cycle 7 days per week and find it not only physically invigorating, but also mentally habilitating as well. I started doing spin in early 2018 in Vancouver and have been an avid participant ever since. When I moved to Auckland, I was concerned I would have to give it up, only to find a studio in Newmarket, 3 blocks from work, and owned and operated by a couple from Vancouver. It was truly meant to be. During lockdown, I convinced the studio to rent me a bike, and thus I rode every day in my flat in Parnell. I also enjoy riding my outdoor bike along Tamaki Drive to St. Heliers and back. I also love world news, and I am keen to follow current events. I read the New Zealand news and then the world news, especially from Canada, every day. Before I moved here, I subscribed to the New Zealand Herald online to help learn about the day-to-day activities in New Zealand. I also read biographies and find people fascinating. What is your favourite Kiwi food and sport? Lamb and pavlova. Rugby by far. I'm totally hooked and love the sport. Who is your favourite Super Rugby team? If you were to look into my closet, I have an All Blacks jersey and a Blues jersey. I have only ever lived in Auckland, so I am a Blues fan by default. I do love the colour and the style of the Chiefs jersey, so I may end up with one of those soon. What is your Matariki resolution? Despite the challenges thus far in 2020, in particular as a result of COVID-19, I remain positive and committed to reuniting with my family when fate decides the time is right and we can be together again. Kei me whānau. As mentioned in previous editions of E Pūrongo, we would like to share our members' stories or activities in our pānui to show the positive achievements in our community. The following stories have accompanied photos. Back in March, Delaney and Kitty visited founding members Joe and Puti Tumi at their home in Whanganui. After visiting other members in the area, Delaney and Kitty returned to the Tumis for a wonderful catch-up and the best cup of tea they've had in a long time. In May, Kitty worked with Joseph Knight from Christchurch, a new member to Ka Pō Māori Aotearoa. Joseph shared a photo of himself wearing his low vision badge proudly. This badge helps his community know that he is low vision. Finally, in June, our CEO, Chrissy Cowan, was invited to Blind Low Vision New Zealand's launch of their strategic plan, 2020 to 2024. Winter Spring Events 2020 Updates. Renewal of Tangata Financial Membership. Make a difference for Ka Pō Māori and their whānau. Renewals are now open for your 2020 to 2021 Tangata Financial Membership by paying the annual fee of $20. Benefits include right to elect and to be elected to Te Kahui Tumanaki, right to vote at Ka Pō Māori Aotearoa General and Special Meetings, buying your conference discounts, Ka Pō Māori Aotearoa website membership, currently work in progress, Ka Pō Māori memorabilia discounts. Tangata members have the opportunity to direct their investment into one or all of the three kite of knowledge to enhance the lives of future Ka Pō Māori. Te kite hinengaro, mind, the development of tertiary education grants and development of research funds to enable the progression of research into supporting our members and their whānau in their community. Te kite tinana, body, developing programs and activities that build member confidence and physical capabilities. Te kite wairua, soul, to support members' self-awareness through engagement of te ao Māori activities. To renew your membership and to invest in the three kite of knowledge, please contact the Ka Pō Māori Aotearoa New Zealand office 0800 770 990 or info@kapomaori.com. This brings us to the end of another edition of He Pūrongo. This edition's whakatauki is He Kokonga Whare e Kitea. He Kokonga Ngākau e Kore e Kitea. The corners of the house are visible. The corners of the heart are invisible. Te kāhui tumanaki me ngā kaimahi o Ka Pō Māori Aotearoa.